Time now for Chow St. Louis.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Benvenuti and buona domenica. This is Mike Santangelo, and it's time for the Chow St. Louis like Italian music program.
Wine,
we have another
amore.
Fantastic show on this beautiful Sunday. We have co-host
bells
with us,
ring,
Chris Stevens. Buongiorno, Chris.
Buongiorno, buona domenica a tutti i nostri ascoltatori. Siamo qui anche con Jay Gaspare Di Maggio. Buona domenica, Jay.
Buona domenica anche a te, Chris. Siamo, and Michael, abbiamo recuperato di ieri?
Sì, no, sì. Recupero, it's been a
ieri siamo weekend. Andati tutti a una festa per Ferragosto. Ferragosto infatti non succederà fino al 15 agosto, ma abbiamo festeggiato ieri, abbiamo fatto un bel barbecue.
Grigliata.
La grigliata.
La grigliata.
And we drank a little bit too.
Well, that's been known to happen.
And well, it was Ferragosto. What else?
It was Ferragosto. I had some Prosecco.
And I had everything else.
So, how about you, Mike?
I had a little bit of everything.
I forgot to bring the goche today.
No goche for me.
I think that cures hangovers, too.
I don't know about that.
So, well, you know,
maybe my voice sounds a little
week.
Bit scratchy today. It's been a busy weekend.
Well, and you don't smoke anymore either, so it's not the cigarettes. Well, that's a good point. And tu fumi una bella sigaretta.
Sì, sì. Una sigaretta vapore.
Did you know that today is National Left-Handers Day?
Is that right?
It is.
Really?
Tu sei un mancino?
No, my daughter is.
Tu sei un mancino?
Sì, no.
Mancino. Io, sì.
Really?
True. When I was a kid, I was born left-handed, and this is a good Italian-American story because, like many Italians of past generations, being a left-hander was sinister. Our word for left is sinistra.
Sinistra, sì.
And so every time I picked up a fork or a pen or a crayon with my left hand, my great-grandmother, and I say this with all of the love and fondness I have for her, she was a donnone lombarda. She would slap my left hand and put it in my right hand because left-handers are evil. And so I ended up...
That explains it.
It does explain a lot, doesn't it?
It does explain a lot.
I ended up ambidextrous as a result.
Look at that. See, so she gave you a talent. You
That's right. She gave me a skill by slapping
Dono
me around.
Della nonna. Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, by slapping me with... Like I said, voi meridionali se calorosi, noi lombardi sono freddi.
It's la verdad.
This is all la verdad. So you've gone to Spanish now that we're talking about left-handers.
We are multinational.
That's right.
We're going to get started. Yeah, we do. We have a great show ahead.
And
I'm going to start off with a song from Eros Ramazzotti in conjunction with the...
left-handed day?
Well, not left-handed, with the eclipse that's coming up.
That's right. We got a solar eclipse a week from tomorrow.
Solar eclipse coming up, and the song just reminded me of an eclipse with the shadow and the moon and all.
Beautiful.
That. L'ombra del gigante, Eros Ramazzotti. We'll be right back after this song.
In quest'area densa c'è chi ancora pensa di vedere un po' più in là. Non ci sono solo
facci compagnia se vuoi. C'è ancora gente, quelli vicini come noi, umanamente. Lascia che il vento porti con le sue ali forti l'ultimo dei sogni che farò, che io farò. Quest'area densa c'è chi ancora cerca un respiro un po' più in là. E se chiudono tutte le porte, come uscire la voce lo sa. Tieni accesa la luce stanotte, se qualcuno si è perso si ritroverà. Soltanto tu a farci compagnia se vuoi. C'è ancora gente, quelli vicini come noi, musicalmente. Lascia che il vento porti con le sue ali forti l'ultimo dei sogni che farò.
That was Eros Ramazzotti with L'Ombra del Gigante. You can reach us here at the studio with any special request or dedication. Give us a call at 314-969-7700. 314-969-7700. Next up, Laura Pausini. Benvenuto.
Di casa ma vai dove ti portano i piedi e lo sai che sei libero nelle tue scarpe fradicie. A chi ha parole cattive soltanto perché non ha saputo chiarire con sé, a chi supplica e poi se ne dimentica. Segreto da sussurrare, ma una bugia da sciogliere. A chi non chiede perdono, ma lo avrà. Benvenuto a un pianto che commuove, ad un cielo che promette neve. Benvenuto a chi sorride, a chi lancia sfide, a chi scambia i suoi consigli con voi. Che arriva in tempo per Natale.
opportunità a chi scivola, a chi si trucca in macchina. E benvenuto sia questo lungo inverno, semmai ci aiuta a crescere.
And you are listening to the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program. We just had a special guest walk in on us, snuck up on us here.
Salvatore, buona domenica, Salvatore.
Buona domenica. E parlato con la mia mamma e babbo.
Sì.
E hanno come si dice accentato,
ascoltato.
Sono cominciando ascoltare también. Stavo parlando spagnolo.
we mix that up.
Okay. That's all right. We understand all languages.
Bene, sono radio che ascoltano per ora. Sì.
Ciao. E benvenutos come sempre.
Ciao.
I just sent you a text back saying you had the you can come to the show, but don't come up empty-handed. And
no.
But then, like 2 minutes later, he walked in the door.
Less than that, he walked in with
the
shopping bag,
and he took you literally because what he brought. Well, listen to the show now is all I got to tell you, because in an hour there might not be a show.
We hope our friends from Buona Domenica Domenica Insieme in Chicago are listening today.
I hope so.
I listened to their show this morning. Great show, but they didn't have they had visitors promoting a concert in Chicago, but they didn't have visitors bringing gifts.
Mortadella.
Mortadella, vino. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You've heard of the 6th of January, you know, the visitors of the three wise men bearing gifts.
Yeah, sure.
We got the one wise guy bringing gifts here today.
We're going to do a little business here and hear from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be back with a little more Italian music right after this.
This program is brought to you in part by Di Gregorio's Market on the Hill. Importers of fine Italian meats, cheeses, and pastas, including pre-cooked sauces, spadini, 38 different types of sausages, wines, lavazza, and illy coffees, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1971. Visit them every day but Sunday at 5200 Daggett Avenue. That's Di Gregorio's Market on the Hill. This program is brought to you in part by Auto Art Collision and Restoration Center on the Hill. Auto Art specializes in classic car restoration and auto body repair. Their expertise is breathing new life into lackluster antiques. Owner Bill Anselmo welcomes you to tour his facility at 5305 Northrop Avenue. Give them a call at 314-773-6663 or visit them online at autoartstl.com. That's Auto Art, St. Louis's premier auto body shop on the Hill.
This program, Ciao St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Vitali's Deli.
located at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill. You can reach them by calling 314-966-9912. Owner Mike Vitale offers deli sandwiches, all named after members of his family, like the Pete Italian Sandwich, which is loaded with boar's head ham, salami, roast beef, mozzarella, and their very own homemade Italian dressing. Vitale's Deli also offers various salads, as well as bakery goods from Vitale's Bakery. The restaurant opens at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and serves until they run out of bread or 6 p.m., whatever comes first. Saturday business hours are from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. That's Vitale's Deli at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill.
All right, we are back here at the Chow St. Louis Italian Music Program.
We are.
We got
celebrating.
I can smell that mortadella already.
I know. I love mortadella.
My God.
Like we call it in the north, Bologna.
What do you call it?
Bologna.
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 Ah, Bologna. No mortadella.
Mortadella. Oh, tutte due.
Oh, is that where the Oscar Mayer Bologna got his name?
Maybe.
And they still have the Bologna mobile there.
Yeah, I think they. You know? I think they do. It's a much smaller one than the one they drive around here in the United States, though.
I want everybody to stick around, because later we're going to make Americanos.
Americanos.
And if you tune in on Facebook Live while we're doing that, you can see how to do that. Yeah. You could probably, through Facebook Live, even smell this beautiful aroma of the mortadella that's being sliced. We're going to have a bella affettato.
Bella frittata?
Yeah.
Aperitivo.
Aperitivo
time.
We're celebrating Ferragosto.
Ferragosto all week long.
That's right.
All week long. Continuamo con la musica di Max Pezzale, Le Canzoni alla Radio.
Le canzoni alla radio, le parole che mi sembrano raccontare storie successe solo a me. Studiare nei video ogni movimento al millimetro ed immaginarmi allo specchio in una band.
C'è una musica per tutto, c'è una musica per chi si sta divertendo un sacco e per chi sta annoiandosi. C'è una musica per chi si è perso e non sa dove andrà. C'è una musica per quando si ritroverà. C'è una che batte in testa solo a chi la fa e che da quella cantina forse mai poi mai uscirà. Quella musica che di nascosto un giorno scapperà per il mondo a cercare chi la suonerà.
Senti come le canzoni alla radio, le parole che mi sembrano raccontare storie successe solo
come rotola, rotola.
Senti come e studiare anche ogni movimento al millimetro ed immaginarmi allo specchio in una rotola, rotola.
C'è una musica da innamorati che si amano, c'è una musica per quelli invece che si lasciano, c'è una musica per chi le sue ferite curerà, c'è una musica per quando un giorno guarirà, c'è una musica per l'autostrada e quella da città, per chi sogna di fuggire e per chi poi non se ne va, c'è una musica con le parole che emozionano e c'è quella che parole non ne servono.
Senti come le canzoni alla radio, le parole che mi sembrano raccontare storie successe solo
come rotola, rotola.
Senti come e studiare il video ogni movimento al millimetro ed immaginarmi allo specchio in un
per chi ha vent'anni e per chi non li ha da più di vent'anni e che forse glieli ricorderà, per cantarli in coro in macchina pieni di nostalgia, per quei giorni spensierati scivolati via. C'è una musica che ho incontrato tanto tempo fa, mi ha sorriso e mi ha buttato un seme dentro all'anima. Da quel giorno giro canticchiando una melodia.
po' di compagnia. Senti come
certo una radione,
senti questo suono
come forte
fuori, ci fa senso
come rotola, rotola.
Senti come
studiare
le ore,
senti questo suono
che non si immagina.
And that was Max Pezzali with Le Canzone della Radio. Continuiamo con la musica italiana di Neck. Prossima canzone intitolata Unici.
Eccezionali le rose nel deserto come sui davanzali. La storia ha dato già milioni di parole, la scienza tutto sa, ma non cos'è l'amore. Guarda che miracoli hai di fronte, la vita in un hard disk, memoria d'elefante. Palazzi di città divisi dagli accenti, un bacio passa da diversi continenti. E poi c'è un inverno persino alle Hawaii, c'è che scappano pure gli eroi, ma due come noi li hanno visti mai. Siamo unici, unici, gli unici, anche se non lo saprà nessuno. Siamo unici, unici, gli unici, io e te, l'amore in primo piano. Metti qualcosa e usciamo da qui. Della notte saremo nati almeno un milione di altre volte. Le possibilità stanno sotto il tuo cuscino, ma il tempo ti dirà che il primo resta solo. Vedi, siamo andati sulla luna per fare foto che poi guarderemo a casa. Qualcuno ha detto che è stato detto tutto, però ha cambiato idea morendo in un abbraccio. E poi c'è un ricordo che non se ne va, o le strade rimaste a metà, ma tu è come noi non li hanno visti mai. Siamo unici, unici, gli unici, anche se non lo saprà nessuno. Siamo unici, unici, gli unici, io e te, l'amore in primo piano. Metti qualcosa e usciamo.
Unici, unici,
l'amore. Cose eccezionali, c'è acqua nel deserto e sabbia sulle navi. Nessuna novità su questa madre terra, perché incontrarti è già la più grande scoperta.
And you're listening to the Chow St. Louis Italian Music Program. Give us a call here at the studio, 314-969-7700.
And shortly we'll go live on
the phone. Yeah, we'll be live here shortly.
Intendo quella vera, intendo quella vera. Hai presente le stelle, le torri gemelle? Quelle che non esistono più, quelle che non esistono più. E se ti parlo di calcio?
E se ti suona un po' il banjo, dici che sono depresso, che non sto nel contesto, che profumo di marcio. Ma se ti porto nel bosco, mi dici portami in centro, perché lì non c'è campo, poi fuori di testa come l'ultima volta.
Siamo l'esercito del selfie, di chi si abbronza con l'iPhone, ma non abbiamo più contatti, soltanto like a un altro post. Ma tu mi manchi, mi manchi, mi manchi, mi manchi in carne ed ossa, mi manchi nella lista delle cose che non ho, che non ho, che non ho. Hai presente la notte del sabato sera? Intendo quella nera Hai presente la gente che corre in mutande? Dice che non esistono più, dice che non esistono più. E se ti parlo di sesso, canta forbice o sasso, dici che sono depresso, che non sto nel contesto, che profumo di marcio. Ma se ti porto nel palco, mi dici portami in centro, perché lì non c'è campo, puoi far fuori di testa come l'ultima volta. Siamo l'esercito del selfie, di chi si abbronza con l'iPhone, ma non abbiamo più contatti, soltanto like a un altro post. Ma tu mi manchi, mi manchi, mi manchi, mi manchi in carne ed ossa, nella lista delle cose che non ho, che non ho, che non ho.
All right, we are live here at Chow St. Louis.
And when we say live, we're live.
Yeah, we're
today.
Very live.
Very live. Ci divertiamo. Come
ci divertiamo. We have Giovanna Leopardi just joined us.
Sì, sì, una cantante straordinaria.
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 L'ho sentita ieri sera.
No? L'hai sentito o no?
Io l'ho sentita.
Sì.
Parecchi mi hanno sentita.
Sì.
Ma... la mia gola mi ha sentito.
Io dico la sua voce.
No.
È un 3, ma la sua passione è 11. 11, anche 11, sì.
Grazie per
ma come una ballerina sei numero 1, sì. Hai visto?
Ah, ballerina.
È ballerina, no.
Giovanna, ma perché hai messo l'occhiale oggi?
Ho un piccolo problema all'occhio destro.
Sì, un piccolo, troppo...
piccolo problema. Ma gli occhi non sono rossi.
No,
no.
Troppo divertimento.
Questo è un altro problema.
Un altro problema è proprio dovuto alla vista. Non ci vedo molto bene dall'occhio destro.
Meno male se non ci vedi molto bene. Meno male. Perché è per questo che al Facebook noi tutti abbiamo Faces for Radio.
Ah, certo, sì, è vero. No,
meno male che non
live?
Ci vedi.
Oh, we are live.
We are live. They can all see our faces for radio right up there.
See, ciao, St. Louis. We are live. Look at our beautiful faces.
The phones are lighting up. Call in.
Salvatore Pitti, senza
occhiales. And the phones are lighting up again.
And the phones are lighting up. I think it's Tony Marotta that's calling in. We're going to be talking to him here in a little bit. Is that Tony?
It's Tony.
Tony, can you cut him on through?
We're going to
put you on right now and have a great conversation with Tony Marotta from the Cleveland radio station, the Italian radio station broadcasted every Saturday night. Buongiorno, Tony.
Bon pomeriggio, and before I get started, let me just remind everybody that the following views, opinions, and nonsense that you're about to hear are not necessarily those of Michael Santangelo, Gaspare, DiMaggio, Chris Stevens, WEW 770 AM, and its staff or management.
Man, he fits in perfectly with us.
He is a professional. Perfectly.
Hey, wait. Maybe we should do this interview in Siciliano. Buon venuto, sa benedigo, como sembo, par inglese, chi stugarusa.
Oh, my God. This guy is good.
Let me tell you. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about dropping my car if it's on the hill auto mart. You know, I want to get an oil change, so I figured while I'm waiting, maybe I'd stop at Vincent's Jewelers and buy myself a gold cord so I could chase away the Maloik.
When I get the car back,
I'd stop by Di Gregorio's Italian Market and give me some capocola and maybe don't sober aside. Is that a good plan, you think?
Epps, Tony, in my house, you're called shot out of a cannon today. That's what you are.
This is what happens when you drink five cups of espresso. Yeah. I would definitely avoid it if at all possible. You look beautiful. You look beautiful. My gosh. This is great. Thank you for having me on.
And for all people, all our tutti ascoltatori, all our listeners that don't know, Tony Marotta has a program, Cleveland. In Cleveland, every Saturday night, it's from 6 to 8, Tony?
That is correct. It's called Radio Italia. That's when they let me out of the hospital, but I have to go back when I'm done. And
if folks haven't had an opportunity...
WRUW-FM 91.1, and you can pick me up on the internet at wruw.org.
And all of our listeners who haven't had a chance, Tony's show is top-notch. If you want to hear new Italian music, we play Italian pop, but Tony goes out and he actively finds groups that you would otherwise never hear of. And he puts them on, and some of this music, you know, it's like everything else, Tony, I got to be honest. Some is not in my wheelhouse, but
sure.
Some is just something I would love. I love that I listen to it.
Well, you have to be brave, you know, Jay. This is what I say. I mean, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So, you know, I know that Michael over there's got a box full of CDs that he's hopefully had a chance to listen to, and hopefully he found some of it to be to his liking there.
Absolutely. I got some queued up right now for us to listen to after our
chiacchierata.
Siciliana, chiacchierata siciliana.
You know what? Please, I want to make all your listeners aware of that I am from the West Virginia part of Italy, so that would be Molise. And so it's you don't have to feel bad about anything. You know, we're a very friendly people, not maybe always cutting edge or the sharpest knife in the drawer, but hardworking, good people. And so, you know, I enjoy what you do there, too. I love the different segments with the competitions between the different decades of music. And just the general banter. You guys are all right in my book. I don't care what anybody else says, but I like you guys.
Thanks, Tony.
I like you guys. I like it.
So, hey, Tony, tell us a little bit about the Italian-American community of Cleveland, if
it
you don't mind.
It is huge. It is very, very big. At one time, Cleveland was the fourth largest city in the United States. I mean, we're talking back some time ago before they made it out to even St. Louis. And a large number of the Italians that live here in Cleveland came generally from the southern parts of Italy because of reasons of la povertà, shall we say. So you're talking about La Campania, you're talking about La Basilicata, Sicilia, La Puglia, Calabria. You know, our area was at one time called Abruzzi because it also had the area of Molise in it. And, you know, the Mason-Dixon line, if I'm not mistaken, I believe is considered to be Rome, Lazio. So if from there and due east you are from a area, region that is south, then you're in a Montagnon, let's face it, okay? And so that was the general makeup of the immigrants that came here for a better life. And now you're talking about the second and third generation children of these original immigrants, myself and my son, you know, being part of that, and it's very strong still. This weekend, we're having our Feast of the Assumption, as you know, it's August 15th is on Tuesday, and I did my show, a live remote, 4 hours, in fact, yesterday, in front of a sea of humanity, thousands and thousands of people, and it's a very proud community. We have a beautiful Italian cultural garden, which is part of a larger international garden that has over 35 different nationalities represented, if you can imagine. And we have annually there a opera in the Italian garden, which I emcee, and we did that just maybe 2 weekends ago or so. And There are over 38 Italian clubs here, none of them which work together, of course. That makes sense. And
St. Louis.
We have three or four beautiful churches, churches that were built by the Italian immigrants, St. Rocco's, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Holy Rosary, and then there's and Holy Redeemer. So the community here in Cleveland, Italian community, that is, remains very, very strong. But, you know, it's starting to get away a little bit from some of the traditions and from music. If you go down to our Little Italy, Murray Hill, as it's called, you know, you'll hear, and don't get me wrong, I love Frank and Dean and Mario and stuff, but, you know, ad nauseum. I mean, you take and you play something like some Neck that we just heard, or, you know, you play some, you know, some John and Nannini or anything of that ilk, and they kind of tilt their head a little bit confused. What is that? Well, that's Italian music, believe it or not. So it's a tough road to hoe, but, you know, we do what we can to, on our program at least, try to, you know, educate the people, make them a little bit more aware of what's going on. And, Jay, as you pointed out, doesn't matter if it's blues, doesn't matter if it's jazz, doesn't matter if it's hip-hop, you know, rock, folk, instrumental, you know, we play it all.
I got a question for you, Tony. How did you start? What got you to find that there were these Italian groups out there that, like on CD Baby, I know you mentioned that site,
right?
And different things like that, where you had these new, these new
up and coming. You have to wake up in the morning and stick your nose into the music world. Generally, you know, I get up, do that, then remember to go to the bathroom, then go back to the computer, and, you know, and just start researching. And no little detail is too small, because you end up maybe finding a jewel. And that's what's happened. I mean, with the kids from Aruspica that you played a song of theirs a couple weeks ago, that was that really smooth stuff. You know, when I first contacted them, they thought I was a friend of theirs from Venice who was, you know, messing with them. They didn't believe that somebody from Ohio. What's Ohio? And Cleveland? What country is that in? You know, you know, so many of these artists, you know, have to first get over the initial shock that there's somebody that knows of them across the Atlantic and that is even taking an interest in their music. And you know what? Just because they're not tied to un etichetta, which is the Italian word for a label, you know, doesn't mean that their work is any less quality than the big artists that are on Universal or Warner or any of those other major labels and stuff. You take a chance. That's what you do.
We appreciate your rundown of the Italian American community in Cleveland, as well as what you've been doing musically. I tell you, it's a place I really like. People, our listeners, if you're traveling through Ohio, my wife was born in Cleveland and grew up in Central Ohio, and there's some great restaurants there. The Italian community is represented in the restaurant industry. It's a neat place to visit, and obviously, fans of music, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a must-see place in Ohio. There's been a great renaissance there, too, of the downtown.
You know what? It went through some hard times. There were jokes about the mistake on the lake or the Cuyahoga River catching on fire, and then the city almost going, you know, bankrupt under Dennis Kucinich, the former mayor. And all in all, you know what? That blue-collar mentality, that perseverance, you know, la voglia di, sobrevivere, I guess, is the best way to put it. Overcame any shortcomings that we had here. When you take into account our metropolitan area, you know, we're a city that's, you know, over a million in population. Not much of it left in the downtown areas. But the downtown area now is making a comeback too, because of, you know, our sports teams performing, you know, fairly well, and new restaurants coming in, new housing and stuff. So I figure the only way we have to go now is up at this point, if that makes sense.
Makes sense. Tony, why don't you go ahead and maybe introduce one of these next songs. I have a song by Aruspica, Dove Vai, queued up for us. It's one of the ones that you had sent us. That's a good...
The band Aruspica is made up originally of, they're now husband and wife. At the time they were, I guess, amanti, you would say, and Marco Zoccorado and Maria Gelfi. They were the principal, you know, founding and songwriters of the group, and they put out that recording, Non Sono Io, and that's the first one that I heard, and that's the one that I absolutely fell in love with. You know, it was described as being acoustic folk type of music, blues music, and that's exactly what it was. You know, kind of bare bones. It was explained to me that it was recorded, you know, in Marco's studio, which he was in, his home there. And since then, they came to America, spent a few weeks with us, which was a wonderful experience. They got to see Niagara Falls, as I said in that letter to you. They got to visit Chicago, the city for blues, right? And we went to a few other Midwestern cities like Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. And they really got a good, you know, assaggio, shall we say, of what midlife was, Midwest life, that is, without having to deal with the insanity, shall we say, of New York, you know. So they sing of just very common, everyday type of simple things. It, that the way they, you know, kind of translate it, you know, the emotion that comes out of it. And Maria can sing. What, she is a pixie, a little girl with a dynamite voice and stuff. And they did a crowd funding. Are you familiar with that particular thing there?
Yes,
where they
sir.
Try
yes.
to raise, you're right, and they raised enough funds to help put together a second recording, which is even better in terms of you know, a style. And now they even have a full band too. So it's been a pleasure to watch them you know, kind of grow up and develop. And not to mention, they had a daughter almost a year ago, little Gwendolina. So they're looking forward to coming back. And I would like to make St. Louis, Missouri, a stop on their journey, if that's
great.
All.
That would be great. Love that. Love to have them come on the show and promote their album. And again, want to thank you for calling in today. And why don't you give your call letters again for us,
okay,
so our listeners can tell us.
Again, this is Radio Italia of Cleveland here. You can listen to us on the World Wide Web at WRUW.org. If you happen to be in the area here of Cleveland, it's WRUW-FM 91.1. And we have this nice feature where we take and we, you know, record the show so that we have afterwards an archive copy available. And I think somebody over there on your end does a really nice job of also saving and making accessible through your website there, through the Chow St. Louis website, a copy of our podcast. So we're very, very grateful for the support. And believe me, anytime that you need it, you just pick up the phone, you call this maniac over here, and he'd be very grateful to assist you once I'm released, you know, from the... All right, so...
All right, molto grazie, Tony, and look forward to hearing from you again, and make sure our listeners visit us. Visit Tony's podcast, which can be found at ourchowstl.com. And
you'll find Radio Italia Cleveland on our podcast, Podbean, on our Chow St. Louis label,
well.
And it'll be there every week, released. Tony, as always, can't thank you enough. You always fill our time with entertainment information. I feel smarter and happier when I'm done talking to you.
Tony, ti ringraziamo tanto.
Oh, absolutely. A tutti voi, you know, have a great day, and thank you so much.
Ciao,
Tony.
Ciao, Tony. We'll listen to one of the songs that Tony has introduced us to.
Vaya Luspica, la canzone intitolata Dove Vai?
Con la testa tra le nuvole. Vieni qui a raccontarmi delle favole. Tra di noi ci sono ancora molte pagine. Se lo vuoi ci mettiamo adesso a scriverle. Sai quanta gioia che è.
ci stai, puoi scacciare via le nuvole. Dai, stringi le mie mani e vai. Poi il resto penseremo tanto. Sai quanta gioia che mi dai. Poi in fondo arriveremo
poi. Welcome to Viviano's. I'm Michael Viviano, and this is Viviano's Festa Italiano. Shop our Italian grocery and deli items today, including everything you need to make an authentic Italian meal. Old world ingredients from sauces, pastas, meats, cheeses, spices, and more, featuring Parmigiano Reggiano, prosciutto, ricotta, and cannoli shells. We prepare sandwiches, pastas, salads, and our homemade tiramisu at our Italian cafe. Or try Viviano's Catering for your next celebration. Come to Viviano's, where every day's an Italian festival.
This program, Ciao St. Louis, is brought to you by Gwen's Travel. Gwen's Travel has been making travel dreams come true since 1979. Come in and visit their Kirkwood location and talk to their travel specialists who have visited the places that you want to visit. Their agents can offer personal insight that you cannot find in any travel brochure or by surfing the internet. Whether it be a beach vacation in Cancun, a trip to Alaska, or an escorted tour of Italy, their agents can find the best value for you and your family. Give them a call at 314-822-1957. That's 314-822-1957. Or visit them online at gwens.com.
And I want to remind everyone, Gwen's Travel has a special tour of Sicily coming up in April of next year with Joe Tucci of the WEW77 radio of
legend.
Of the legend, Joe Tucci. Legend. I talked with Gaspare Accardi and his wife Dina last night. They're going on the tour, and they're really excited. So if everyone wants more information, to visit Gwen's Travel or call Vicky Kopp at Gwen's Travel. And if I had their number here handy, I'd give it to you. But you could go to gwens.com and get all the information you need there. And we will continue with another song. La canzone di Francesco Gabbani, Tra le granite e le granate.
Oggi paradiso costa la metà, lo dice il venditore di felicità. Fuga dall'inferno, finalmente viaggio, la tua vacanza in un pacchetto omaggio. Foto di gruppo sotto il monumento, turisti al campo di concentramento, sulle spiagge arroventate, lasciate ogni speranza voi che entrate. Estate. Macellerie sudate, in coda nei musei, hotel di lusso nei villaggi dei pigmei, mente sana e corpo fatiscente, antologia della vacanza intelligente. La tua vita al largo, da una vita intera, fischia il vento ed urla la bufera. Tra le granite e le granate, lasciate ogni speranza a voi che entrate. Estate. Come che state, ci state bene, estate. Che pure
suole. Muovi il passo, tieni il tempo, gira come gira il vento. Dietro le spalle un morso di felicità, davanti al tuo ritorna alla normalità. Lavoro e feste comandate, lasciate ogni speranza voi che entrate.
All right, and that was Francesco Gabbani, the number four, Gwen's Travel, for this trip to Sicily. It's 314-822-1958 or 822-1957. And our number here at the studio is 314-969-7700. Give us a call.
Mille altre cose, come la volontà di camminare vicino al fuoco e capire se è vero questo cuore che pulsa, se senti sul serio oppure vanità. Vi come vulcano e mille altre cose, come il volume che si alza e contiene il mare e capire se vale scottarsi davvero o non fare sul serio, fare sul serio. Corro di notte, i lampioni, le stelle, c'è il bar dell'indiano, profuma di te. Rido più forte, mi perdo nell'alba, sei in tutte le cose esplode la vertigine che ho di te. Vagare per troppo tempo vuoto e capire se è vivo questo cuore che vibra. Puoi viaggiare davvero, viaggiare davvero. Corro di notte, i lampioni, le stelle, c'è il bar dell'indiano, profuma di te. Rido più forte, mi perdo nell'alba, sei in tutte le cose esplode la vertigine che ho di te. Vertigine che ho di te, la vertigine che ho di te.
All right, and that was Francesca Michelina with, no, that was not Francesca, that was Laura. Anyway, whoever that was.
You got no idea.
I know, this Brunello is making my taste a little Brunello.
it's helping mine.
We're going to listen to one more song, one by Biagio Antonacci, and this one goes out to my grandson, Leonardo. Ciao, Leonardo, I miss you this weekend.
Ciao.
And after this, we'll be back with the Migliori Anni with Giovanna Leopardi.
Ho già chiesto agli usurai dei cervelli deboli di risolvere il mio caso. Ti dissolvi dentro me, ti risolvi. soldi senza me, neanche il tempo per estinguersi. Io ti penso raramente, te lo dico veramente. È bastato star dentro in un altro cappotto per capire che in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, ho diviso cuore e mente, anche se con fatica attraverso la vita, consapevole in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Raccontare io di te, raccontare tu di me, pane fresco per pettegoli, per pettegoli. Io ti penso raramente, te lo dico veramente. È bastato star dentro in un altro cappotto per capire che in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, ho diviso cuore e mente, anche se con fatica attraverso la vita, consapevole in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Invisibile per gli occhi poi sarò, e non avrai mai più curato di me. Non ho avuto gusto io andando via, incredibile le strane che c'è in te. Io ti penso raramente, te lo dico veramente. È bastato star dentro in un altro cappotto per capire che in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, ho diviso cuore e mente, anche se con fatica attraverso la vita, consapevole in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, con la forza della mente, allontano i momenti che mi tornano veri, quando rara e radiosa mi venivi a cercare.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.
Trump non esclude l'azione militare contro il Venezuela e rifiuta il colloquio con Maduro. Parlerò quando sarà tornata la democrazia nel paese. Corea del Nord, telefonata tra il presidente degli Stati Uniti e Xi. No a retoriche e azioni rischiose, chiede il leader cinese. Tokyo intanto schiera i missili. Caso Atac, voragine sui conti dell'azienda. Il ministro Del Rio avverte, il sindaco si muova, l'azienda rischia la sorte di Alitalia. Ce ne andremo via da Centocelle, a Rai News 24 parla il proprietario della scuola di danza romana, bersaglio di attacchi omofobi. In Egitto a Marsalam un italiano è agli arresti per omicidio, avrebbe colpito con un pugno il direttore dei lavori del resort nel quale alloggiava, causandone la morte. Case per le vacanze, irregolare un affitto su due, ignorate le norme igienico-sanitarie, nel rapporto della Guardia di Finanza Case Pollaio nel Salento.
Grazie a RaiNews.it for the notizie in 40 secondi. And it is the top of the hour, and you know what time it is?
You know what time it is?
I think I know what time it is. Time for
Emilio Two, one.
Time for Giovanna Leopardi con gli anni migliori, migliori anni.
We need to do a little lesson on which adjectives go before nouns and which
I'm sorry.
We're going to do a lesson on that.
And I was right. It was Francesca Michelini before.
Yes, you were.
Give yourself a credit.
I'll give myself credit.
Buon
pomeriggio Giovanna.
Buon pomeriggio a tutti, buona domenica e ciao St. Louis. Ancora una volta siamo tornati ai migliori anni ed ancora una volta gli anni 80 si rivelano i migliori anni, perché anche questa settimana hanno vinto gli anni 80. Durante tutta la votazione c'è stato un testa a testa tra Franco Califano con Tutto il resto è noia del 77 e Andamento lento di Tullio De Piscopo dell'88, ma alla fine per un solo punto di scarto, quindi, ha vinto Andamento lento 4-3. Per cui questa settimana gli anni 80 si scontreranno con i 90. La domanda rimane sempre la stessa: chi vincerà? Non si sa. Dovete votare voi e decidere.
E speriamo che abbiamo dei giovani ascoltatori.
Ma spero di sì, perché sì, queste che... canzoni degli anni 90 sono esatto. Esattamente per i giovani.
Perché per noi gli anni 80, 70...
70 sono quelli ideali, sì. I migliori, però sì. Per i giovani dovrebbero essere i 90 e i 2000.
E speriamo che i giovani votano questa settimana.
Speriamo, vediamo un po'. Comunque, iniziamo la carrellata di canzoni con la prima del 1985, i Righeira, L'estate sta finendo.
Sta finendo, e un anno se ne va, sto diventando grande, lo sai che non mi va, in spiaggia di ombrelloni, non ce ne sono più, è il solito rituale, ma ora manchi tu. Languidi di brividi come il ghiaccio bruciano quando sto con te. Baciami, siamo due satelliti in orbita sul mare. L'estate sta finendo, lo sai che non mi va. Io sono ancora solo, non è una novità. Vuoi già chi ti consola, a me ti penserà.
All right. We are back live here at the studio at the
and live on Facebook.
Right now,
where our barista Jay Gaspare Di Maggio is making a Milano Torino, also known as an Americano.
Con il migliore anni in Giovanna Leopardi.
Sì.
Continua Giovanna, la prossima canzone.
Benissimo, allora adesso cambiamo genere totalmente, sempre negli anni 80 e in specifico 1981. Claudio Baglioni, Strada facendo.
Claudio Baglioni.
Io ed i miei occhi scuri siamo diventati grandi insieme, con l'anima smaniosa a chiedere di un posto che non c'è. Tra mille mattini freschi di biciclette, mille più tramonti dietro i fili del tram, ed una fame di sorrisi e braccia intorno a me. Io e i miei cassetti di ricordi e di indirizzi che ho perduto, ho visto visi e voci di chi ho amato prima o poi andar via, e ho respirato un mare sconosciuto nelle ore larghe e vuote di un'estate di città, accanto alla mia ombra lunga di malinconia. Io le mie tante sere chiuse come chiudere un ombrello, col viso sopra il petto a leggermi i dolori e i miei guai. Ho camminato quelle vie che curvano seguendo il vento e dentro un senso di inutilità, e fragile e violento mi son detto tu vedrai, vedrai, vedrai. Questa gente che c'è al mondo, io che ho sognato sopra un treno che non è partito mai, e ho corso in mezzo a prati bianchi di luna per strappare ancora un giorno alla mia ingenuità, e giovane e invecchiato mi son detto tu vedrai. Potrà mai cambiare la vita,
Cafe Napoli and Bar Napoli, St. Louis's hotspot for athletes and celebrities, has your table ready. Our award-winning chefs will tempt and tantalize your palate with over 600 old and new world wines in the swankiest atmosphere in town. Private parties, corporate events, or just the most romantic evening of your life. The Pietoso family brings you a taste of Italy their way. Visit us in Clayton or Napoli too in town and country. Be a part of our family. CafeNapoli.com.
This program is brought to you by Vincent's Jewelers, locally owned and operated full-service jewelry, serving the St. Louis community for more than 35 years. Owner Vito Lentini and his staff invite you to visit their beautiful showroom, where you will experience professional and personal service, as well as top-quality jewelry, without paying the top-quality prices. Vincent's Jewelers has more than 1,100 engagement and wedding-type rings, as well as more than 1,300 loose diamonds, so that you can choose the diamond that's right for you. That's Vincent's Jewelers at 11733 Olive Boulevard in Creve-Coeur, Missouri. Give them a call at 314-989-9030 or visit them at vincentsjewelers.com.
Bene, e adesso lasciamo gli anni Ottanta e continuiamo i migliori anni con i 90. La prossima canzone è Raff, Battito Animale, dal Festival Bar 1993.
Credo abbiamo perso la testa, ho soltanto perso di vista le cose più vere. Nel mare in tempesta, forse non basta. Ti confesso di avere paura e non mi era ancora successo. Paura del mondo, di te e a volte anche di me stesso. No, 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 non passa.
Abbiamo un battito che batte come un martello pneumatico in noi. Ma se lo controlli col senno di poi, non batterà mai. Abbiamo un battito sano che ci prende la mano come una moto che va contro vento in velocità, è un rischio si sa. Se questo mondo non è mai come lo volevi tu, se ti viene voglia di gridare non fermarti più. E il battito animale batte come non ce n'è, e c'è un tiro micidiale che ti prende, che ti porta via con sé. Che suono con la mia band, batte più forte, batte fino alla morte, a volte batte nella musica pop e va contro il tempo, è la parte di te più vera che c'è. E allora prova a lasciarti andare che ti sale su. Va dritto al centro del tuo cuore, non si ferma più. E il battito animale batte come non ce n'è, e c'è un tiro micidiale che ti prende, che ti porta via con sé. Lo che non smette di picchiare fino a quando non sarà il tuo battito normale. Di tribale, è il nostro essere naturale che batte, 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 si ribella a questa nostra vita, mondo che ci ha cambiati molto, sì, ma non fino in fondo, no, 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 non passa. E
allora batte, 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 interminatamente batti tuo animale che nella gente, se lo vuoi ascoltare, ti dirà no, 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 non passa. No, no, non passa.
Abbiamo battito santo che ci prende la mano.
La fonte batte nella musica e va.
Che va contro vento in velocità.
E
un rischio si sa.
No, 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 non passa.
Bene, e adesso terminiamo con l'ultima canzone degli anni 90. Questo è stato il tormentone dell'estate 1995. Irene Grandi, Boom Boom.
Il lavoro fa male, lo dicono tutti. Tutte le sere sì che fa bene, sì, sì, il lavoro fa male, 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 lo dicono in troppi, una valigia di sogni prima della partenza, da domani vacanza. Don't
Ah, ok.
Ho una chiamata.
Ah, una chiamata live, benissimo. Abbiamo finito con i migliori anni. Adesso, tra un po', come al solito, metterò queste canzoni sul sito di Ciao St. Louis, alla pagina ciaostl.com, e sarete voi a votare, quindi votate in numerosi.
Specialmente i giovani.
Specialmente i giovani, perché queste canzoni degli anni 90, ma anche quella canzone dei Righiera, L'estate sta finendo, sono i tormentoni dei giovani, insomma.
All'assiste. Sei finito?
Abbiamo finito.
Abbiamo finito.
Io sarò finito.
Sarò
fra cent'anni.
Fra qualche anno.
Ho finito
con questo. Facciamo anche questa lezione.
Sì, lezione.
La differenza fra essere finito e avere finito.
Sì.
Iniziamo oggi la lezione italiana, quando la fai.
Come volete?
Lezione quando siciliana.
La lezione siciliana. No, Tony ha già smesso.
Abbiamo Salvatore Pitti.
Viva
Salvatore.
La Sicilia.
Sì, Salvatore è siciliano.
Quando è che volete
abbiamo
farlo?
Finito.
Quando volete? No,
no, abbiamo prima abbiamo un'intervista di
certo.
Abbiamo un'intervista di Federico Alessi. Michael Cross interviewed Federico Alessi, who is a newcomer to St. Louis from I think he's from Padua.
Padua.
Sì.
Sant'Antonio.
Sant'Antonio, no. I don't know, Padua, Sant'Antonio.
Sì, sì.
Ah, sì, no. Allora. We have about a short interview with Federico Alessi, and the full interview can be found on our YouTube page.
YouTube page, yeah. Ciao St. Louis. You go to YouTube and you'll see it's a great interview in English and in Italian with Federico. He's quite an interesting gentleman.
Very interesting, and we're branching out. So we have Ciao St. Louis website, we have Ciao St. Louis Facebook, we have
Facebook
Ciao St. Louis YouTube, Ciao St. Louis everywhere.
You can find us in whichever one of the means that you use to get your entertainment and information. Siamo in trasmissione tramite l'internet, Facebook Live, il sito www.ciaostl.com. E 770 on your AM dial.
Insomma, siamo a tutte banne.
E YouTube. Anche tramite YouTube.
Va bene. Sentiamo di Michael Cross.
Il programma radiofonico, ma verrà anche mandata in onda su altri social media. Oggi ho il piacere di essere con il nostro ospite speciale Federico Alessi, un ingegnere che abita nel quartiere di Dogtown nella città di St. Louis. Federico, benvenuto al nostro programma.
Ciao a tutti e grazie a Ciao St. Louis per avermi dato l'opportunità di essere qui per questa intervista. È sicuramente un piacere e anche direi una sorpresa finalmente poter parlare in italiano qui negli Stati Uniti, cosa che non capita spesso assolutamente.
Grazie a te, un piacere per noi. Federico, ricontaci la tua storia. Di dove sei originario in Italia e come sei arrivato qui a St. Louis?
Allora, io sono originario di un piccolo paesino di 2500 abitanti, Pernumia, è nella provincia di Padova, e ho iniziato a lavorare per un'azienda italiana nel 2008, che poi nel 2011 è stata acquisita da una multinazionale francese che ha uffici in tutto il mondo. Nel 2014 ho deciso di fare domanda per un assegnamento internazionale, e perché non vedevo sbocchi dal punto di vista della carriera nel mio ufficio e nella mia azienda rimanendo in Italia. L'Italia purtroppo non ti dà l'opportunità di avanzamenti di carriera se non con gli anni, con l'età, con l'esperienza, è molto più complicato. Qui invece negli Stati Uniti, come penso anche all'estero, se una persona vale, una persona che è disposta ad impegnarsi, a lavorare duro, viene premiato. Quindi ho fatto domanda e siccome la mia azienda ha un ufficio di ingegneria proprio qui a St. Louis, mi hanno dato l'opportunità di trasferirmi, e se devo essere sincero, da quando mi hanno fatto l'interview con l'HR e il mio manager all'epoca, quando mi hanno presentato l'offerta a quando effettivamente dentro di me, non quando ho accettato ufficialmente, ma dentro di me credo siano passati 10 secondi per sapere che sarei finito qui a San Luis, non solo dal punto di vista dello stipendio, ma anche proprio per tutte le opportunità che l'America, come può essere il sogno di tutti, diciamo, ti può dare.
Dove hai frequentato tu?
Smooth it over for me, Chris.
Absolutely. Mike absolutely did not intend to cut off the interview there. What we're going to be doing is giving you 5 minutes or so of our weekly interviews. For more, you can see the in-depth interview. This one's about 25 minutes long.
Yep.
You can see an in-depth interview. Go to our website at chowstl.com, and there will be an archive of these interviews through our YouTube channel. So by all means, go and see the rest of the interview with Federico at our website. Don't go until after the radio show's over, though.
Absolutely, no.
Mi scuso un momento, sì?
Jay!
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Chow St. Louis on YouTube, and that's where all these interviews will be, because we've decided that some of these, our guests are so entertaining, they're so interesting, that we can't possibly do them justice here in 5 minutes every week. So we've moved it to the YouTube channel, where you can actually see the people and also follow the interviews, and they can last anywhere from 20 minutes to half an hour, and Federico's interview is on the YouTube channel, Chow St. Louis.
And if you subscribe to that YouTube channel, whenever you log into YouTube, it'll be there in your feed.
With our weekly intervista.
All right. See, it wasn't my fault, Tanina.
Yeah, Tanina.
That's right, Tanina.
Yeah, Tanina.
Hey, that's the weekly intervista, and Tanina will do a weekly intervento with Mike.
Non sbaglia mai, Miguel.
Non sbaglio, no.
Good luck to Tanina.
It's got nothing to do with this Campari, huh?
No.
Allora continuiamo con la musica. E compare,
ci vuol suonare chi si suona il mandolino.
Sì, sì, mandolino. What was that? Are we gonna shout at? Okay. Hit the deck. La prossima canzone, Mica sono matta, una richiesta di Mr. Tom DiMaggio. Questa è per te.
Sei stato solo tu l'uomo che conta, anche se fai lo scemo con la bionda. Mi dai sempre più sguardi affascinanti, ma se ti parlo non ti fai mai avanti. Non so di certo cosa hai capito, ricordati che vale anche un sorriso. Mica sono matta a dirti tutti i giorni sempre sì. Mica sono matta, mica sono matta, uscire con i tuoi lunedì. Mica sono matta, mica sono matta, restare sempre a casa, aspetto chi. Lo sai che io però un po' ti amo, mi fa arrossire poi quando ti chiamo. Non credere però che ce l'hai fatta, la nostra storia fa soltanto acqua. Mica sono matta, mica sono matta a dirti tutti i giorni sempre sì. Sono matta, mica sono matta, uscire con i tuoi lunedì. Mica sono matta, mica sono matta, restare sempre a casa, aspetto chi. Va bene che l'amore a volte è cieco, non credere.
Okay, that was Mica, sono matta. Mica, what happened? Mica, I keep thinking of a different word.
Instead yeah, you were thinking of the one that has an N before the C and an H I after the C.
Mica sono matta. Mica sono matto.
Well, I had planned a different lesson for the day, but Mike just asked about the word Mica.
Si.
So we'll do a little impromptu lesson on the word Mica, and that'll be our parola del giorno.
Si. Che significa Mica?
Mica, if I had an English translation of it, it would be not at all. Not at all.
You would not have a translation?
No, no, no. The translation would be not at all. But it's a word you have to use by using. It's a colloquial expression. So, for instance, if I said, come stai, and you responded, mica male, it would be like, I'm not doing as bad as I was before, or I'm not doing bad at all. I've got other expressions which would be good. How about mica male questo DJ? This he isn't bad, this DJ.
Ah, sì.
If I were speaking of That's Amore, he's not bad at all. So in that case though, you don't need to negate the word. Like non è male, he isn't bad, right? You would just say mica male. You don't need to use the non in there to negate it.
It's like a double negative. Huh?
Yeah. Right. The more formal version would be non è male. If I just said mica male, it's more informal but means the same thing. If I said something like mica tanto, that would be like not really, not that much. Non sono mica nato ieri. This is a great expression. Non sono mica nato ieri. Giovanna, cosa vuol dire?
Hey. I was not born yesterday.
Non sono mica nato ieri. We could say non sono nato ieri, but that's more literal. I wasn't born yesterday. Non sono mica nato ieri is like in English when we would say, hey, I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not stupid. You could also put that word in a different place in the sentence, and you could say mica sono nato ieri. If you put non in front of it, though, non plus mica. So when mica follows the negation, non, it intensifies the negation. If it follows the negation, it intensifies the negation. So if we said, mica sono nato ieri, I wasn't born yesterday. Non sono mica nato ieri is a more intense version of it. So mica by itself either negates or intensifies the word following it. It means roughly not at all. And if you used non with it, it intensifies it even further. I once, and this is sort of sad, but it's a really good illustration of it. I once saw a posting on Facebook that was about a young teenager who had Down syndrome, and he had posted on Facebook in response to someone, he said, sono Downs mica scemo, which is roughly saying, I have Down syndrome, I'm not stupid, right? So mica scemo, scemo meaning, you know, stupid, foolish, whatever, not at all. So it's a kind of a tough one to learn to use because there's not a perfect use of it that follows for every single expression. But mica roughly intensifies or negates depending on its usage. So mica sono matta, I'm not crazy at all, the song we just heard. There's your parola del giorno.
Wow, that's very nice. We have some announcements to come up. Where's the announcement pages? We have some. Jay, are you ready? I got some music for you. Grazie per la lezione, Chris.
Prego. I hadn't planned to do that lesson of the day, but there you have it.
Molto, molto interessante.
We'll do a different one next week then, the one that I planned for this week. So I don't have to plan for next week. How's that?
You're welcome.
See? Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
Thanks, welcome. Mike. Appreciate it.
Le notizie in 5 minuti.
Or less.
Are these 5 minuti alla Angelo Sita or 5 minuti veri?
All'italiano.
All'italiano.
Okay, va bene. Okay. Hi, everybody. Jay DiMaggio. And these are our events for the next few weeks in the St. Louis area. We encourage everybody, August 17th, next Thursday night, is Chow St. Louis Night at Joya's Deli. Joya's has summer nights, they call their events, and they help different charities and organizations throughout St. Louis. For Thursday nights, they stay open late. There are beer trucks there that you can have beer, and then they stay open until 8 o'clock. And part of the proceeds for this week, August 17th, will go to help Chow St. Louis. So everybody,
fantastic.
If you're hungry, August 17th. From 4 to 8 p.m. at Joya's Deli on, where is it? Oh, we know.
On the corner of Macklin.
At the corner of Macklin and Daggett.
And Daggett. So August 17th, 4 to 8.
We'll see you there.
That's right. On August 20th, the 20th annual St. Ambrose Athletic Association Golf Tournament. It's Sunday, August 20th from 7 to 1 at Forest Park Golf Course. For more information, you can also see the chowstl.com webpage. We'll have all the contact there. August 26th, the 2017 Festival of Nations at Tower Grove Park, and it's hosted by the International Institute of St. Louis from 10 a.m. to, oh, actually, it goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tower Grove. For ticket information, festivalofnationsstl.org.
That's truly a great event.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, it's fantastic. There's food, there's entertainment from It is really unbelievable how many different nations are represented in St. Louis, with immigrants in St. Louis. And I honestly, I think I'm fairly aware, but I had no idea till I first started going to the Festival of Nations how many different countries are represented in this city. Well, it's a great event.
You know, Chow's podcast is number one in Egypt.
Really?
You think there's Egyptian food there, by any chance?
There will be. I'm sure there... Actually, there's an Egyptian Coptic church in St. Louis.
Yeah?
And, yeah, there is an Egyptian community here. And I highly recommend the Ethiopian coffee. I had it there. The ladies make it right in front of you.
Do they put goche?
You have to bring your own goche imperiali. But they grind the beans by hand in a little mortar and pestle.
Yeah?
And then they cook it over an open flame. And I had it there for the first time. But that's the kind of thing you experience there. It's a great festival.
Oh, you know how to say mortar? Mortar and pestle in Sicilian?
No, I don't.
Mortaredo.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm learning Sicilian.
Una lezione della giornata. Okay, but I made a mistake. It's August 26th and the 27th at Tower Grove Park, and it starts the morning of August 26th at 10 a.m. and goes through 6 p.m. on August 27th.
And it's a free event, but I highly recommend either getting there early or be ready to walk, because you usually have to park and walk sort of a distance to get to the actual festival site.
Encourage everybody to go. Again, it's August 26th and 27th. August 28th, the Bart Saraceno Memorial Golf Tournament. It's going to be held at Tapawingo National Golf Course, August 28th, 6 to 1. And for it, the proceeds from there will go to help the Hampton Midtown Kiwanis Club. For information, call 314-644-2266 or, as always, chowstl.com. September 3rd, La Giro della Montagna, La Colina, whichever one we want.
Giro della Montagna, la grande gara di ciclismo di St. Louis, was started by Joe Torrisi, another friend of Italian-American culture in St. Louis, many, many years ago in the 1980s. Great bike race.
September 3rd, noon to 6. Noon is when you have people like me and Chris riding their bikes.
Right.
And by 6 p.m.
Actually, we're usually riding at like 11:30 before the actual races start.
Several of the restaurants and different places on the hill will be open that day. You can have a picnic. You can have food.
And drinks. There's also usually in St. Ambrose parking lot, they have food booths and drink booths set up. Lots of things happening. It's a great day to get out.
If you've never been, September the 3rd, it's a Sunday, 12 to 6. It's a great time.
It really is. And we will be broadcasting.
And we will be there.
We'll have a live presence there at the races.
At the Giro della Montagna. September 8th, dudes, it's Peace, Love, and 60s Trivia. It's going to be hosted by Chow St. Louis at the IBEW Local 1439 Hall on 59th Street. 7 to 11 for ticket information, projectinc.org. All the proceeds go to help Project Inc. If you're not familiar with them, they take folks in our community who are disabled and give them a job, actually, and a productive and self-esteem.
That's fantastic.
To help them to build self-esteem and their own self-worth. It's a great organization.
And they're doing 60s trivia?
60s
Giovanna,
trivia.
You should go. You'll be perfect. Oh, she's 70s. I'm sorry.
She's too young for that.
September 10th, if you're from Chinese, which most of us are, some of you
I'm
are.
I'm glad he says most. He is recognizing that not all of us in St.
There's
Louis
about a dozen
are from
of you
Chinese.
And if you're not from Chinese, you want to be from
part of the great family vine of Chinese.
Santa Fara di Chinese Mass at St. Ambrose Church on September 10th. It's 11 o'clock Mass. We welcome all listeners and all people in our community to come on out for Mass there at 11 o'clock at St. Ambrose, September 10th, 11 a.m. La Patrona di Chinese. On September 24th, it's the ravioli dinner for the sick and elderly, and that will be at St. Ambrose from noon till 6. Ticket information, sickandelderly.com or always chowstl.com.
And that event is so important. It's been going for years and years and years. The Sick and Elderly Fund, which was associated with Hill 2000, and the idea behind this is it raises funds that help people who are advanced in their years, who end up with an illness or are infirmed in any way.
Right.
And that particular fund is the main fundraiser of that organization annually. Plus, you get a great meal and do so in support of that cause.
I encourage everybody to go down St. Ambrose 12 to 6 on September 24th. Again, sickandelderly.com or chowstl.com. And if you have no heart or no faith or no belief in humankind, but you still want to have fun and you don't do any of the other things I just told you, October 1st, at least come and Ciao St. Louis, Festa Italiana, and the 150th anniversary of the Columbus Day Parade. We encourage you all. The parade starts at 12:30. This year we'll have entertainment along the parade route.
That's right.
We're going to have Il Grande Franco Bongiovanni is going to be one of our acts. He'll be entertaining at Daggett and Marconi at the corner.
We'll also have Everett Dean.
Edward Dean is
and
actually
the Lonesome Losers.
At the park.
I hope so.
And he'll be actually at the main stage at Barrow Park.
DJ Hall is going to be entertaining everyone with some Italian music.
And we'll have a great time.
It's going to be a great time.
We have plenty of Italian food and drink and eats. And
don't forget to reserve your table if you have not done so.
I don't know if there's any left, but you can try.
There may be.
$20.
$20, reserve your table under our big tent.
Go to our Facebook page and you can still reserve. Possibly. I can't promise you that. But October 1st, parade starts at 12:30. The festa is directly after that at Barrow Park. We encourage you all to come. Michael, tutte le notizie in 5 minuti.
I think it's a
Mike, maybe two
minutes.
Other quick announcements.
Oh.
I know you just had a Sicilian Cultural Association meeting. And from what I heard, I wasn't there, but from what I heard, it was one of the most well-attended ones in a long time. Congratulations to you, because you are president of the Sicilian Cultural Association. Very happy to hear that. And you also know I'm the president of the Italian Club of St. Louis.
What?
Believe it or not.
How good.
Thank you for the applause.
Oh, no problem. That's just for you.
Yeah, exactly. No, we actually... Jay here is president of the Federation of Italian American Organizations. So here, the three of us sitting at the microphones are trying to take leadership role in various Italian American cultural organizations. Unlike in Cleveland, where when our friend Tony said none of them work together. Yeah, we've had that. We've experienced that in the past here in St. Louis. But we're trying to change things going down the road, collaborating with each other. So one, I want to congratulate you, Mike, new president of the Sicilian Club, and I heard the meeting this past week was great, well attended, etc. The Italian Club, if you don't mind me making mention of this, we're going to be having a meeting this Wednesday, the 15th, or the 16th. We'll be meeting at the Italia America Bocce Club. Tony Favazza has a great meal planned for us, and so if you're interested in coming out and meeting some other folks from the community, feel free to join us at the Bocce Club. You can find that out at italianclubstl.org and italianclubstl.com, and you can send ciao@italianclubstl.com. You could send in an RSVP and join us that night.
So much information, so many events going on, and you can really keep track with all these things on our Ciao St. Louis Facebook page or ciaostl.com.
Punto com.
So we got a couple of bills to pay, and we'll be right back to say goodbye right after these messages.
This program is brought to you in part by Guido's Pizzeria and Tapas. Located in the heart of the hill, Guido's offers the best of Mediterranean cuisine. With a menu full of classic Italian fare and traditional Spanish entrees and tapas, delivering a taste of Spain in the middle of Italy. With made-to-order dishes like Guido's homemade lasagna, tapas calientes, and rich caramelized flan. Visit them at 5046 Shaw Avenue. That's Guido's Pizzeria on the Hill.
Dominic Consolino here, owner of Amigetti's on the Hill. Home of the Amigetti Special, a true St. Louis treasure. Served on Amigetti bread, baked fresh, right here in our bakery every day, as it has been since 1921. We're located in the heart of the hill, at the intersection of Marconi and Wilson Avenue, across the street from St. Ambrose Church. Check us out on Facebook at Amigetti's on the Hill. Amigetti's on the Hill is a gift-a-meal restaurant.
Okay, let's go ahead and try and wrap things up here. I want to thank all our guests today, our special guest who brought in the mortadella, the Brunello Vino, and
Brunello di Montecino.
Steve, from Monreale, provincia Palermo, Salvatore Pitte. Grazie, Salvatore.
Grazie, Salvatore. E sempre benvenuto.
Grazie a Giovanna Leopardi con i migliori anni.
E non solamente con i migliori anni, anche l'amicizia.
Sì.
E noi altri, noi maschi, che non abbiamo il muso per la televisione, quello che ce l'abbiamo è per la radio, lei invece ci aiuta un po' in questo modo.
Televisione.
Brava.
Mi rendo ridicola in televisione con voce 3.
Whatever they're saying, I think it means something like you have a great face for radio.
No, we have a great face for radio.
Giovanna's
here to put a good face on the video.
Gaspare Di Maggio, ti ringrazio un'altra volta.
Sempre un piacere, Michele.
And Cristofalo. Did I get that right this time?
Cristofalo, sì.
Cristofalo Stevens. I usually call you Steve.
Steve Stevens. Steve
no,
Stevens.
Io sono Cristofalo, va bene, basta allora. Cristofalo.
Vi auguro a tutti una bellissima settimana.
Ai nostri ascoltatori, sì. Buona settimana.
Buon Ferragosto. Sì. And don't forget to come down to Joya's Deli on Thursday evening.
Ciao, St. Louis, 4 to 8. August 17th, I don't even know. Whatever.
August 17th,
good day, everybody.
Yes,
have
Thursday.
A good Sunday. Ciao.
We'll leave you with una canzone di...
Scordadillo.
Vendite. Scordadillo. Buona domenica a tutti. Ciao, St. Louis.
Ciao, St. Louis.
Squilla più, il tuo ragazzo ha preso il volo. Buona domenica, tanto tua madre lo capisce. Continuo a dirti ma non esci mai, perché non provi a divertirti. Buona domenica, quando misuri la tua stanza, finestra la tua radio che continua a dirti che è domenica. Ciao, ciao domenica, passate a piangere sui libri, tanto lo sai che non ti perdono, e poi è domani che ti frega. Ciao, ciao, buona domenica, davanti alla televisione, con quegli idioti che ti guardano e che continuano a giocare. Ciao, ciao domenica, e tua sorella parla, parla, con quello sguardo da imbecille, poi apre la porta alla domenica. Sola, 20 minuti su una pagina, e proprio non ti puoi soffrire. Ciao, ciao domenica, passate ad ascoltare dischi, meno di cerchi e più ci stai a pensare.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.